This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 19, Brave Queen Esther. Our reading comes from Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's eunuchs and female attendants came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and to explain it to her. And he told him to instruct her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and all the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. While Israel was living under a foreign, shallow king, God raised up a courageous and competent queen. Esther's story has a sort of fairy tale, rags-to-riches beginning. She's a poor orphan who goes to live in the palace and eventually becomes a queen. But the romantic facade of the story hides a nightmarish reality. Esther is taken to the palace and subjected to a cruel process. She's more of a trafficked slave than an eager contestant in a beauty pageant. She's made into the trophy wife of a foolish king. She is, initially, silent and subservient to this process. Is this what's in store for God's people? Going along silently with the ways of a sinful world? But when evil rears its head and Esther learns about it, she finds her voice. A plot to kill all the Jews in the kingdom comes to light, and Esther, a Jew, rises to the occasion. She courageously goes to the king, even though it could cost her life. And she cleverly orchestrates a turn of events that saves the lives of many of God's people. The Lord God is the true king. He's been raising Esther to her position for such a time as this. In the Bible's many stories of kings, the story of this queen stands out. She risks everything for the sake of her people. And in doing that, she foreshadows the loving kingship and sacrifice of Christ. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life for ours. Embolden us with the Holy Spirit so that we may have Esther-like courage and love to serve you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.